It's the 5th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The Charity Commission, in its ongoing inquiry of the Captain Tom Foundation, have raised concerns about the separation between the operation of the charity and that of a family-run business. Captain Sir Tom Moore, prior to his 100th birthday, raised £33 million for NHS Charities Together by completing 100 laps around his garden in Marston Mortain. Following the Army veteran's death, Hannah Ingram Moore launched the charity that now carries her father's name. A main issue stems from a revised planning request denied last year by Central Beds Council for a Captain Tom Moore building, which later added a spa pool, toilets and a kitchen for private use. A statement on the charity's website read, "The Captain Tom Moore Foundation is not presently actively seeking any funding from donors, and that when the inquiry comes to a close that it will be in a better position to make a decision in relation to its future." Central Beds residents are being asked to be vigilant against a new tax rebate scam which deceives individuals into believing they've overpaid their council tax and are due a refund. The victim is then asked for their bank details, which will later empty that account. A 16-year-old boy has been charged in the fatal stabbing of 25-year-old Kempston resident Ashish Sachdevnahar. The incident took place in Bedford's Jubilee Park on the evening of the 29th of June. Mr. Nahar died of his injuries after being taken to the hospital. His mother, Anita Nahar, in honouring her son's memory, said Ashish was a cheerful, joyful young man who had all his life ahead of him. Knife crime is sick and needs to stop. Crowds came together across Luton last weekend to celebrate Eid al-Adha at the Inspire FM Eid Festival. Eid al-Adha is celebrated worldwide by Muslims as one of the biggest festivals in the lunar calendar. The Inspire team made affordable family entertainment and activities a focus of the event. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.